Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, good.
You're waking up. I was so worried. The quantum matter relocator is normally very reliable, but no one's ever tested it on a human before, so I was really worried. No, no, please don't panic. You're on my ship. It's in orbit above your world. My name is... Well, you can't say it with your vocal cords, and... in this form, well, neither can I, honestly. How about you call me Yenna? I'm what you would call a xenobiologist, and I've been assigned to study your world and your unique life forms. Yes, humans being one of them. In fact, I've chosen to study you in particular. No, it's not like that. You're just a somewhat interesting specimen that I found on your internet. I admit I've been spying on you through your game station and your social media and through other various means. I understand that may be a violation of privacy on your world, but as a higher life form, and as a xenobiologist, it's part of my job, so I apologize. As for this form, I chose it to try and not appear quite as otherworldly or as intimidating as my natural form would be to... I don't want to say primitive. I don't want to call you a lower life form either. Well, your people haven't exactly discovered that other life exists out in the wider galaxy yet, so I don't want to startle you, that's all. Really, that's all it is. I just wanted to look like you, for the most part. So, yes, I kidnapped you, brought you up to my spaceship. We're currently in orbit. Why did I capture you? Like an animal. I suppose it kind of does feel that way. I don't know. I don't want to make you my pet. Although, that is an intriguing idea. I haven't had a pet for... Oh, no. 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 I'm not going to make you my pet. Don't worry. I simply want to ask you some questions about your world and get your reactions about it. Yes, that's really mostly all I wanted to do. Honestly. There's no hidden motives, no ulterior motives. There's no alien abduction probing going to happen. I mean, unless you really wanted it to happen, but, you know, that's not something we do with the Foundation. I assure you, everything past this point is with your consent, completely. We have strict guidelines to follow, after all. Well, not everything's been translated into your native languages, but I can read everything out for you, if you like. But considering how many times you've skipped over the end user license agreements of everything else in your life. I'm going to assume you're just going to accept it. Okay, wonderful, thank you. Shall we begin with the questions then? Excellent, thank you. I suppose my first curiosity is, what's life actually like on Earth? What with all the geopolitical instability and having to rely on money for having to obtain your daily necessities. I see. That's very concerning. Your planet is coming upon a very important cycle in its history, and with everything going on, it's very worrisome. Most other worlds are very concerned. If you do happen to spread throughout the sector, it's very worrisome. And depression seems to run rampant through your people. Many things seem to run rampant through your people, in fact. What about foods, specifically? Your variety of foods seem to be quite a bit wider than most other planets I visited. In fact, you have something called cheese. You actually eat cultivated microbes and milk. This is not something that's ever been done on any other planet I've been to. And I don't think I've ever... I've sampled a little bit of it, and I don't think I've ever tasted anything quite as interesting as it. It was amazing, yet it made me sick. I would very much like to get your opinion on this. Fascinating. And what cheeses would you recommend? I will have to attempt to obtain some of these in the future. There was another food that showed up in your culture quite a few times, and it indicated love for others and for oneself, I believe. Or at least this seemed to be the popular advertisement for it. Chocolate. Could you explain this to me? I see. Care for oneself and for others. I will have to study this further. Your reactions are quite notable. I was also quite intrigued on the concept of love and its portrayal in pop culture. I have watched many of your romantic comedies, but I have yet to understand what is comedic about procreation or love in general. Could you help elaborate on what is funny about perhaps a hug? Ah, so it is only funny when you don't receive one. Not quite it. It seems to be far more confusing than... So, the human sense of humor is far more complex than I thought. Interesting. Perhaps in this form you could... Oh yes, thank you for volunteering. Oh, so this is a hug. Oh, so this is a hug. I have seen it many times on your media, but without truly experiencing it in your form, the emotions that go with it are not truly conveyed. It's warm, and I feel there's something fluffy inside of me. Thank you. There's more, isn't there? The kiss? That was very soft. It seems to be very emotional as well. Perhaps taking on this human form, I am susceptible to your emotions as well. I will have to make note of this later in my logs. Is there anything else that you would wish to show me? Ah, the caress on the face. I have seen this in your pop culture as well. That feels divine. I feel like I'm melting. But I'm here for a job. And I have that job to do. No, I have to maintain my discipline. No, I need to continue performing my duties and continue the survey. I must admit, you are quite persuasive, but we must continue this. I only have so long with you here, after all. And you must be returned to your home before anyone notices you. Now, if I were to ask you what you did for a living, what would you say? Work your butt off for low pay and barely any recognition. Is that common among your people? It seems to be that way in your pop culture as well. Among my kind, we work for only small amounts of time. We get half of our time free for what you would call days, and we have most of our time to ourselves to reflect upon ourselves. Your culture has much growing to do, but with the advancement of technology and society, I truly hope that you will be able to get to a point that we will. And at that time, I truly hope that you will be able to be accepted into the greater galaxy. Especially if This form and your touch is as intoxicating as it seems to be, especially on a larger scale across the galaxy. Now, I need to compose myself. We need to finish this. By regulation, I'm supposed to wipe your memory and install a genetic graft that will over time improve one of your mental or physical traits or abilities. So you get to decide what about you you would like to enhance, and within reason, by how much. I would normally say that that's surprising, but I've read some of the fanfics on your computer, and frankly, I'm not entirely surprised. Very well. I will begin the process, and you will shortly wake up without remembering anything. I would like to say I'll see you later, but you won't remember anything. One more kiss, perhaps? Goodbye, my little abductee. I'll be watching. I'll be stalking you. Keep an eye out for me. Do you even realize that I've been watching you?